Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wonderful. That is Sam Cooke. Yes, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This cosmic philosopher, Tim Aldred. It is good to be here today. My last show that I did was not successful because the evil ones did not cause the show to be heard, except for some melodies that I played, but nothing of a human voice came on. It was, I think, the 30th. On the 30th of June, and therefore, my friend, you will only hear some music. The situation is very, very bad. I have to say. Whereas I want to start talking about civilization today. I am very, 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 very I don't feel good about certain condition that is existing on Earth, because nothing but the real thing makes sense. And what I have seen since I grew up and begin to read and understand what the entire universe is like, it's not the entire universe, really, but it's not needful to talk about the entire universe. But let's say Earth and the life form that spring up on Earth. It's not going to be beneficial to us to not know the way life form came about. For example, we are here in this era of time. And if we cannot perceive what the living creature world is like, how the life process took place. Surely, if we don't get the information, we will only live the life of a drunkard, mentally drunk, and don't really understand how life comes about. And what is what makes the life of people so unfruitful, whereas we do not understand how life forms come about. And by we not understanding how it come about, we're not able to live a coherent life to understand the purpose of life. And I came up and lived in the Bible way. And oh my gosh,
All right. Let's see if I can explain this part of what I'm saying. Just think that you grow up and you see your mother and your father. And you develop to understand, to say, mama. Right? So you grow up and become a human. And let's talk about what you know, like in the first two formative years. And of course, you hear, you see your two parents. And of course, let's add to that, you could probably see some, if there were any, you see other children around. They are your brothers and sisters. Your knowledge is not fruitful yet for you to be responsible for any chores. So you time pass. You are experiencing time and you learn a few things until, let's say, you are 12 years of age. That's a big difference between when you were, say, 2 or 3 years old. Because not many young ones develop and know much at age 2 and 3. All right. Even if you know, you are a precocious child, you will be ahead of young ones similar to you. However, what you know is vastly limited. But for your age, you are pretty advanced. And you would continue without any injuries, get to know a lot of things. And you go on into your early life where, you know, you'd be now learning to read and write and all the other things. Education that you can learn at that level. Well, let's say now you're like 12 years of age. Oh, yeah. You know, a precocious child can do a lot of things. However, a child in the context of what I'm speaking will go on to learn a lot of things with that mental ability. You will know very important things. And in our era, that is called AD Anadamani. You know, to a precocious child to learn important things. Yeah, but important things It's contextual. You will know a lot of things and become highly educated. I'd say 14 years of age, you know, you're way up there in the academic knowledge and know about the world in improved measure than other kids. However, in our time of AD Anno Domini, the precocious child is going to be mentally, this child is going to be affected by the ignorance that the white people brings into the civilized world, because they are homosexuals, and one thing is sure, they're going to want the newborn to be homosexual, because it is a culture. So it doesn't matter all the university education that you get, but you will be living in the world of sodomy. That's ABCD. It's a fact. Because I know it's a fact. This child, though educated, may never know exactly what civilization is under the homosexual concept of life. And why it is like that is that the white people were not white people at all, but now they are accepted as people. But they are not. It only seems so. And then the child is going to learn about Nagasaki and the other one, Nagasaki and forget what the next one is. But I'm going to tell you, though. I'm going to find it and tell you. Nagasaki. And, yes, so it is Nagasaki is a Japanese city in the north coast of the island of Kyushu. It is set on a large natural harbor with buildings on the terrace of surrounding hills. It is synonymous with a key mount during World War II. suffering an Allied nuclear attack. In August 1945, the event is memorialized by the city's Atomic Bomb Museum and Peace Park. Okay. So Nagasaki. Nagasaki and Hiroshima. All right. Now they have a picture here where they show you bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki on 6 and 9 August 1945. The United States, imagine this, detonated 2 atomic bombs. See? Over the Japanese city of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, I imagine that today, people who live in this time, because you're talking about this happened about 1 year before I was born. So I was born in 1946, and this happened 1945. And the way people think of this happening, it's awful. On the attitude, well, first, the perception that people today have of this uncivilized war by the sodomite white people, they are not even human beings. And maybe somebody's going to hear me and say, what is he talking about? And I'm telling you that white people are not human beings then. Do you get that? I'm serious about that. They are not human beings. So what are they? They are hominid. They are a species. We are a species, but we are a different species. We are human being species. They are not human being species. So if you don't understand that, try to understand what you just did not know. It's not because it is not so that it happened. It happened, but you don't know. And it doesn't appear like it makes sense. But to the person who read and know, it is not perceived that way. Now, if I say to you that the white people are homosexual and their beginning is not by creation of any scientific god. They are what you call evolutionary beings. They were not created by no god whatsoever, by nature. And they never speak a language. Language come from civilization because of the civilized Elohim gods that came from another planet, a well-developed planet with creatures. They're not human. They created the human. That's the way the story goes. So what I'm trying to tell you now, we who grow up in this era, we are not apt to know, unless something happened that interfere with the white people way of thinking and doing things. They interfered with our species. And in a sexual way, they interfere with our blood king. They interfere with our Neanderthals, our species, wise sapient species. That's what we are. And only human beings are like that. So because they began to talk after they interfered with us and our blood, they are now looking like human being and talking like human being. That's what is going on. And it is a hard thing for we people today to understand exactly what I am telling you. You see what I mean? Now, you are being introduced now to white people who are a species that did not originate from human species. They are a species that name hominid. And that hominid species come from apes, monkeys. And that's how this problem and confusion plague the human people today. So what I'm saying to you is very hard to swallow. But the thing is, if you're able to think about what I'm saying with an objective mind and seek to know if what I'm saying can ever make sense to you, so you'd have to begin to do some reading, let's say, in the World History textbook, Glencoe, World History, National Geographic. You start to read it, it will tell you exactly of the species that we know about today that is called the hominid primates, right? So the hominid the hominid is a species come from apes. So you are not going to see white people as apes because they do a lot of interbreeding with our species, which is wise sapien. That's our origin of blood. All right? So 250,000 years ago, that species originate, or, you know, like, it's not evolution, but that that species, that human species, as far as I can see, because it is not belonging to the hominid species. We are not homosexuals. We are not that. And only the white people are of that species that are homosexual. All right? So that crossbreeding of having human blood and their evolutionary, what you call Darwinian evolution blood. You know, like other animals that are created by nature. You know, it's a you know, a lot of animals that were evolved creatures, that's where the white people are coming from. But they now have taken on human understanding and shape and biological looks. However, you'd have to become educated into knowing what the real anatomic human being anthropology is and how it differs from white sodomite hominids. We are different from them. But you'd have to become educated to know. You'd have to know the information. They then have done something that is beyond your perception. If you have not read the information and know. These white people that you're seeing, they don't belong among human beings. But because of the crossbreeding that they have forced on our hybrid people, it creates a problem. The human maintaining their life separate and apart from white people who clearly never spoke a language or anything. $3.5 million ago. That's what it is in the World History textbook. But because of the improvement that they have forged to know create, as it were, a vacuum where hardly anybody understands this mystery of how the white people and their ancestors. We can refer to their ancestors as Homo erectus. That's a good way to think of the white people and their ancestors, because they are the ones that did the interbreeding to our species that create the confusion of humanity. White people, you see here, talking about they have government. Every single thing white people have and we would look at them and accept them like they are human beings. They steal everything. And the story is there, and I may not be able to like go into the depth of it, but I have read and know quite a lot about how it happened. Okay? By the African hybrid people, we are hybrid because we come from two different blood, which is quite all right because we come from the wise sapien species that came about 250,000 years ago. So this species story of what species came first on Earth is important, but many people don't read to find out about the World History Textbook records of the two species. And because it favors the white people them and what they want to do, when we don't know, we are out of control of ourselves. And let's say we are created by scientists. And that might sound funny, but it is true. That's the story. That's the real story. Human beings are not created by any spirit God like you Christianity would tell you. That's not true. Christianity is not anything civilized, none whatsoever. But that's where we are. And what put the African humans in a life that was not meant for them? As far as I know now, it would not have happened if our ancestors did not go astray. They go astray because of the white people who intrude upon them. And that intrusion causes our people to be infected with their primate diseases. Yes. 100,000 years ago. These white hominids use their disease to affect the hybrid people's brain. Their biology. And it becomes so, you know, it becomes so obscure that it's difficult for someone to adjust their thinking to such a happening in the human life. Talking about the gods, the Elohim gods, sounds strange. You see, sound very strange, like nothing can happen like that. And these hominids who turn like they are humans, they begin to take control of everything. And the reason why they are able to take control of the civilized things that the gods have created here. We're not talking about that they created the heaven and the earth. That's not what I am talking about. I'm talking about developed creatures that are referred to as Elohim. And in real Hebrews, it means plural, Hebrew. God in the real Hebrew, not the Hebrews that these white people bitch up and call all kind of nonsense. When we use white people Hebrew, we go astray. You don't want to know nothing about white people Hebrew, because they are doing what they are doing is making things that appears like it's true, not true at all. Their disease has destroyed the brain of the African people to be different in character from the way they were created 200,000 years ago. Okay? So, the fact that ownership of the earth belongs to these Elohims, the gods that came to earth, now, like I'm saying to you, who own the planet is the superior being that create these gods. So when these gods came here, they are not someone who is saying they created the heaven and the earth. They're not saying that. But they do control the powers that function, these entities. Right? And we were created with the blood that they took to create us. And that is what led to Adam in the garden in the Bible. You don't want to read that. If you're reading that, you must know it's not true. But if you don't know the truth before you read the Bible, you will go ahead and believe what the Bible is saying is true. Therefore, I'm telling you, if you're reading the Bible today and you think it's true and Jesus and all that, no, it's about, you're in a bunch of sewer system drainage. That's where your mind is going to go, because the Bible is talking about another world beside the civilized world. And because the white people do not have a civilized spirit inside of them, they don't care anything about the civilized people. They want to kill us because they just don't have the kind of truth. No, they don't. Though they get to mix our blood with primates, with primates, with apes. That's what they did, is mix our hybrid blood with theirs. And they look like humans, and they talk like humans, and then they take control of the civilized establishment. And the reason why they get to do that, it is because of their disease that they done throw into our nostrils. We are people we are supposed to be. And it's difficult to manage life now with this type of brain that we have. It's not easy, because we were not created to be affected by disease. We never had disease. 100,000 years that the 100,000 years, it is 200,000 years now since we are created, but go back to the first 100,000 years when we were created. There is no report that anything bad was wrong with us. We never had no disease. I don't read none of that. But now we have all the disease that these white people have. They purposely cause us to be contaminated of it. And it's a big, big story, my friends. It is a big story. What is important is for us to get to know. If you don't want to know and you want to just believe you go to church and go knock tambourine and drums and what, you will never understand the reality of humanity. You won't. Because when you read, you're going to believe the things that they're saying in there. But I can tell you that what they have as laws that talk about federal government, it's a sewage. It's a sewage knowledge. And there is no getting around what these sodomites do. They are everything that is bad. Because you talk about now, we have to be trying hard to learn who we are, where we come from, you know, what is our creator, because we don't have Bible creator God. No. They make it. White people make that. And they are happy with it. Christianity, they're happy with it. Christianity is garbage. It's sewer drainage. Christianity is. Okay? Because you're looking at white people who do not come from a civilized background. White people don't come from the Elohim creation. And when we don't know that, we will be comfortable with Christianity. The rolling of the thunder, the rain that falls, alien thing to these white people. And they, you will see them up there with broadcasting news and stuff like that. And you will think that, oh, they are the real thing. They are not the real thing. Because they are only wrongly emulating what is civilized. I mean, I am not the most eloquent one to tell you what I'm telling you, but what I am telling you is good enough for me because I come to read and find out something about it. And I'm telling you what I know about it by reading World History Textbook. And let's say other sources that helps. And one thing I know, I haven't met anyone who is able to like, you know, put me out of line. What I'm saying is, what I have read and know, it is an experience where I grew up in a church and believe everything. And my experience is not a good one because these white people who invented the slave trade for African people, they teach us their own type of perception, which is raw sewage. People education, yeah. You go and go to a college, a university, and stuff like that, that they raise up with their so-called Roman theology and stuff like that. You know, and adapt real academic knowledge, mix it up with their sewage mentality. It's not a joke that listen to what I'm saying and you were to talk to a white person, they would run away from you because at the level that I learn what I have read, there's none of them to stand up in front of me. I mean, there is no number of these white people to stand up because they can only talk their sewage theology and sociology and talk it when they are sitting on a context that is sewage. White people concept is sewage. Okay? And you see the tornadoes out there? Watch the tornado. Look at the damage that the tornadoes are doing. We are at a time now when it is important for civilized people to watch the element above them and what is happening in the clouds above, right? Because you will see things going on in the clouds, formation of clouds, that all the white people like to do is to watch all these powers that our creators are the controllers of these things. Our creators can cause everything to just diminish from our eyes, and we ourselves diminish too. So knowing the knowledge of the Elohim gods that came to earth, started civilization of humanity, has nothing to do with these sewage white people. White people are full of uncivilized evil. Okay? And I can tell you why I am right. I am right because white people history don't belong among the hybrid people. But because they have used their disease on the hybrid people are stunted on the brain, no longer perform 200,000 years ago when we were created. And right down to 100,000 years ago, we were okay until that time when they first attack our people and begin to like spew their diseases on us. And that's what turned us full. Yeah. And it is difficult for our people to understand that and to begin to like bring themselves back to the right understanding. Because if you know that you are not well mentally, and it is a illness that you can heal if you know. But what if you think you're okay? You will never be healed. And look, ain't nobody want us. The gods who create us don't really want us. They got what they want out of us long time. We have worked and they were happy with their production. But the point is, we could have been wiped out. But they didn't wipe us out. I say, well, you know, we get what we want out of them and they are a problem now. And they could have just wiped us out. But for reasons, they decide to leave us on our own. We can enjoy life and stuff like that until we have this sewer, white people come along, evolve and make trouble. Okay? And they imitate civilization to where they are. You see? But they are able to make the confused human being, like I have been telling you. It's difficult for us ourselves back to where we were. Most of us now don't believe that something is wrong with us. A lot of us don't believe that. So only the remnant of us will be spared to the gods, like we are worth a spiritual life. Apart from that, if we cannot cleanse and come back to where they think that we are okay, they won't have any interest in us. They won't have any interest in us. I am living now a life to keep me valuable, keep my life valuable to the gods, because I come to know what they have done on earth, the civilized life on earth that these white people come with their sewage and destroying us, keeping us from progress, and make it seem like everything is about money and all this kind of stuff. So this is the kind of things that the things that they do. And then we have lost our senses that is to know the truth from the lie that these white people are telling. Listen, these white people are a ton of sewage. And this is one of the points I'm using to tell you that when they first throw their diseases on us, 100,000 years ago, our people from Africa to the Western world, brain just our brain atrophy. We don't know where we come from. We don't know we have a government. We don't know who the Elohims are, the gods. We don't know. And because we don't know, we cannot administrate government for ourselves, these folks come in. And everywhere we have lodged in the Western world, from Rome, come to the Middle East, and all around the world, Australia, New Zealand, and many other places. They come there. And this is the sewage I'm telling you about. They know that their disease affects us and we can't do much for ourselves. So they don't just invade one place, like say if they had come to America and they want America. No, they want everywhere we are. You see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? They are the invaders of us in the Western world. And how many places have we settled in the Western world that these faggots don't come and own it as their own? You tell me that. We are here with this disease and we are trying to live the best we can with their disease killing us. But we have been making out before they come along.
They just come along the other day and now claim it is theirs and talk about their country. But it's not just one country we're talking about here. It's everywhere we spread ourselves outside of Africa, these sewage sodomites are there and say it's theirs. See, the Pope in Europe, coup they stage, right? And you don't hear anybody talk about it. Bless you to hear me talk about it. Don't hear nobody talk about it because of that sewage evil that the those demonic evil diseases. That is what do us the way we are. We are no more solvent. We are no more sound in mind, no matter what we can do. But we decay. We have decay. And we can only sing and dance reggae and all this kind of stuff, but we don't know the principality of life. We do not. And as far as I have learned and try to say it, tell it, there are some people that are affected, but there are a lot who are and may never be affected because of these sodomites. You talk about the Bible that they wrote and talk about Jesus. The Jesus story and God's story are never true. Never true. And you, some people may wonder, you know, this guy is out of his mind because you think Jesus is for real. But I really know that Jesus is not for real. Neither the God that they have in the Bible. It's not any God whatsoever. You see, I think that the gods who are still controlling the power of the skies, I am seeing them doing a work to remove these white sewage thinking type of white people. And you may think that, you know, they are respectable, they are this. They're not. They are not. White people are not respectable. And what you see they are doing now, like they have some little concern about African people, they're doing it because they see the gods are doing things that don't favor them at all. You see what I mean? Because if anybody is to make them have a life like they are having it, it is because of the gods and what they came to earth and develop. Because if you look and you will see, you will find out that they were around in Africa. These white hominid sewage, they have been in Africa.
for millions of years. And they couldn't talk. They make stone tools.
They were not anything civilized at all.
They didn't talk or nothing. It is our blood that they get. Why? It took them thousands of years to be what they are today. But prior to that, they were like almost 4 million years in the making and did not make anything civilized. Now, what are we supposed to do when we are mentally retarded now? Well, those of us who are being reformed will find a way. We'll live to please our gods and show proper, perfect manifestation of them and what they have done here and appreciate them. They are those of us who will. And some will perish. All right? So now it is the case where we are on the road to appeal to our gods, to give us what it takes to bring us back to the knowledge and to the proper emulation of the kingship government. We want that back in function, because it belongs to us, not these faggots. It don't belong to them. And what they did, claim everything is theirs. To them, it seems like they got it all. But gradually, they don't have a lot of sense when it comes to this, but they since they get certain portion of the African hybrid people's blood, some of them can see and know that they are not in good position. When they see that the clouds getting dark, they know that something serious is going to happen. They know it. But the thing about them is that they think that they have taken us all over, because guess what? The disease that they put inside of us, that's what they are thinking. And by now, they must be realizing that, you know what? They're getting salt. And what they have been doing over the last 2,600 years, they must realize now that the way they say, they, you know, like they have control over the world and they have all of the military might that they have. They must begin to think that they are on the wrong side of the gods, and the gods of long ago has the power to make or break them. And they themselves knew that as Cicero, one of their ancient politicians,
He make it clear. Into the World is the textbook. Cicero. He said that they know that the gods do good for them. In other words, whatever the gods established on earth, they were able to access of the goodness that the gods establish here, because they come talking and nobody drive them out from among the Africans. But they never did come out and say them are honest fucking culture until way, way down into the AD time here now, like maybe 1970 in Florida. They begin to say they're coming out the closet and all that kind of thing. So after they realize that our brain is gone and they can take control, set up immigration, post office, and all these kind of stuff, they're taking control. And we no good no more for run our government. Well, that's what they think. Today, I don't think that. Because I have to open my mouth and tell them to get out. And I take pleasure in doing it. I'm telling them to get out. And I ain't going anywhere to meet with nobody and with them and talk to them about nothing like what they do to our ancestors back there when they were kicking them out about some 12 million of our people they chase out. Well, right now, it may be taking just one person to tell them to get out. And they'll have to get out. Because that's what I am saying. That could be that never have anyone under this circumstance and condition say those things. You don't say those things. But I did not come out of nowhere. I came from somewhere. And what I know, they know it long time ago, because they know what they do a long time ago, long before I was born, they were doing their evils. So I am saying it's not strange to these sewer white people. You see, because they think now they are everything that is high and mighty. That's what they think. But I am not, even among our people, who is considered to be somebody. I'm not like them. I'm not like them. When I hear the thunder roll, I think different from them. Because I know it's not just what they call freak nature. And they're going to find out that it's not just the freak of nature. It's a serious thing. And if they don't come out, well, if they stay, they are going to get it. They get out. They'll have a chance to go live a life somewhere, but not a life among indigenous people. We are first human beings, and they are now trying to make themselves human beings and compelling us to accept accept that they are humans. I mean, that's not true. That's just not true. So, my friends, I'm telling you,
I have to tell you these things because the things of our gods have been taken and mocked. Okay? And these guys have done a lot of things. And they praise themselves and magnify themselves. But they will find out that what they thought it was is different. Right? Yes. I tell you, it is hard for us. It is hard for us to make it through this time. Yes, hard to make it in this time because we have had homosexual, that you read about in Genesis 19, Sodom and Gomorrah. Is Sodom and Gomorrah take over the world? That's what it is. Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I mean? See, someone came into the chat room and left. Well, thanks for coming in. You know? What I'm saying is not making sense to a lot of people. You know? Because I can think that the people who listen to me can't find ground with what I'm saying. I am talking about origin from the World History textbook, and then from the World History textbook, I find primary things. Primary things for us to know. Tornado slams Alabama on Canada Day. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Let me say here, say, Donald Trump bombarded by protesters screaming. Yes, explosion rocks Zaporizhia. And is Walmart open? Stores open on July 4. Clued Target Home. Yes. Yes, my friends. So it is in our time, and I tell you that we have a government that these sodomites come and claim that it is their government. They're raising up their sodomite government with the perception that our brain is gone. We are done for. That's what they think. And then they begin to see that, oh my God, you know, it's not what they thought.
So they have to start to revise their operation. I bet that's what they're trying to do. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. Because what they plan, the gods, is going to remove. You see? They don't want to stay in Europe, where it is the place that they went and settled. They settled in Europe and Asia. Those two places in history. But their achievement using their disease on us, they achieve a lot. To where now, oh, they close down our kingship government. You imagine that? Yeah. They close down our government. So only the intangible part of the government is there, but we don't have the tangible people to carry on the system of our gods. Now, you just think of this, that there were no civilization on earth. But there were these hominids on earth almost 4 million years. Imagine that. Now, so it takes a reason for the Elohim gods to come to earth, because as I may have mentioned before, that they did not come to earth to do anything like what they write in the Bible. God make heaven and earth. Those things, you know, if you don't have a knowledge of history, you'll believe those foolishness in the Bible. You see? And particularly the story about Adam and Eve in the garden. That is not a civilized thing. No. It's not a civilized thing. But we believe it because our head is gone. All right. So I am saying now, these white people think that they now have everything going their way. They are what they call modern man, Cro-Magnon, and all kind of things. And when I go up on Google and begin to ask certain questions, they won't answer. They won't answer. They cannot afford to answer. Because they're living a lie. And they don't expect that anybody is going to show up and begin to, like, say things to them that shovel them up and that they don't worth anything now, because this AD Anadamani that they have about a government and Christmas and stuff, it's nonsense. It's sewage. You see, I'm telling them, go back where you come from, you know, see. Go back Europe and Asia. Go back there and get out of our territories. We are the first. Go learn to read. Go learn to read and know what indigenous mean. Go read that. Now, we must be here with our six self and give all away what we have. Now, according to white people, we don't have anything. They have everything. And I'm saying to them that, you know what? You're wrong. You're wrong about that. Get out. Because we have everything, all that they are using are of the civilized knowledge that the gods give to us. We begin to make bronze. We have a bronze age. And think about it. I tell you about their 4 million years that they've been around, they were making stone tools. It takes us, who were created 200,000 years ago, to come down into the second 100,000 years. We call it the BC era, right? And we have the making of civilized life, a higher life than what we had in Africa. We begin to establish Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. We are the first nations that the gods' knowledge of civilization rise up for us. There is no Europe in there. And the fact is that they who settle in Europe, Asia, of these white people, they are not coming from human creation. They don't come from our species, but now they want to like tell us that they are sapiens now. They are Homo sapiens, like we are Homo. We are not Homo. We're not. Read the world history textbook. But they don't think that we can read the world history textbook and find out anything that is different from what they are saying. No. I am reading the world history textbook, and I know that the world history textbook is authority. They are not. The Bible is not. I mean, there's no place in the Bible that has authority of civilization. No place in the Bible, except maybe a few chapters in the Old Testament, and you know, I have to say that, but not New Testament. None. Why are they talking about Jesus? Jesus never exists at all, and there is no place in the Bible, either old or new, which proves that that a Jesus or a God wrote in the Bible autobiography and biography. Now, when people are dead and gone, the only thing we have to identify their life is their own writing about themselves. They call it autobiography, or someone write the biography about them. Those writings will tell you whether or not it's true. Thank you.
but none of them, none of them want to die.
No, I'm back. And here's my friend. How are you? Wonderful. You're welcome to like to dial in and come have a chat with me if you like, you know. I really, really appreciate folks come in and have something to say if you want. Yeah, you know, I like to chat. I like to, like, say things. And, you know, you're free to say things. And we can chat. Good. All right. Welcome back. So I am keying some fundamental things that I know a lot of people won't like to hear them. However, it's my conviction. I'm a church man who grew up to Christian parents. And the thing is, I grew up in church, and it took me a long time to discover that church is not a civilized place. And who on earth will ever agree with a statement like that? I didn't read to a good level when I grew up in Jamaica. I read to the fourth grade level. And therefore, everything is what I believe. What they preach, I believe. That's it. And, but, you know, there wasn't anything that hit me and to carry me on until I was old and pass away. So my mind was not content. You know, let's say right up till I was like 60 years of age or a little more. And that was when something happened to my mind that tells me that for things to start happening, I have to start read differently. I need to know what I'm reading, understand what I'm reading, and therefore it would weed out all the things that I have in my mind as a belief without knowledge. And it is that type of thing that changed me. And it means that if the good spirit inside of you telling you the right thing, you will listen to people, but it has to be people who are talking by the same spirit that you have inside of you. And because of that, I begin to find out a lot of things in the Bible that are lies. I begin to read actual lies, like Jesus is lying, God is lying, because he said God is perfect and his son is perfect. And neither God or Jesus, as I read and discover, those are not even character that existed. That's what I found out. And I found out that the European folks, who are the author, the ones controlling the Bible or on what the Bible says, most of it, I found out that they say that the God of the Bible is a monotheism God, which doesn't make any sense. They make up a God and call it monotheism. So what happened to the BC era that tells us about the Elohim that created mankind? They don't business with that. They are talking something that clearly is not civilized. And they are not people that come from a human root. White people don't come from human species. Humans are different. They have destroyed the knowledge or the brain of the African people. So the African people don't know whether the Bible is telling the truth or not. So they just believe it. I find out something different. And on my own, I realize that upon everything I read in the Bible, it comes down to a few chapters in the Old Testament that I find is anti-Christian. And that makes sense to me because we have a history, Sumerian history, that tells us about our creation. And the Bible does not contribute to it. So whatever is wrong with our brain that has a lot of disease that affect our brain, there's hardly any African person that is sober and in their right mind. Few of us has woke up and reading and making sense. So the world is full of turmoil. Because when you are not at the level where you are reading and understanding civilized things, you are out of line completely. And you have got to be reading and understanding for yourself. And nobody is like bending you to think the way they are thinking. I tell anybody that I talk to that they are in a lane and I am in a lane. And whatever we are saying, whatever we are thinking, we must be independent thinkers. So that when we read things, we will read and understand the same thing, because words are not the kind of things that people can twist it. And the word is not making love with nobody. Words do not make love with anybody. People have to make love with words, get to understand words. And I don't want to twist anybody's mind to think the way I think. And I just know that if we are reading the same material, we can't be saying two different things. You know, our interpretation cannot be dual. It must be the same because the words are not changing for nobody. So I find a lot of things that are running down a lane that I cannot follow. You and I must come to the same agreement. If we're talking about the same thing, all right. In the time now when A.D. Anadamani is clearly from the mouth of the white people, A.D. Anadamani is not a civilized thing. And the churches that they make up are not civilized entities. Read that in the World History textbook. It is all, like I call that, a sewer mentality. Because civilization is one thing. And if a person is not civilized, then they are a fool. When I ask a lot of my friends, what is civilization? They don't know. They don't know what civilization is because they think the mall that is made up out there, nice mall and a lot of nice, you know, buildings, They think that is civilization. And when we cannot tell by the world history textbook what civilization is, we are in serious trouble with our own thinking, because we would have to make a good connection with history that tells us about a record of the past. The Bible doesn't tell you about record of the past. So why millions of people believe in the Bible about Jesus and these things are not true and they can't find out? It's when I began to read and take the word for what it says in, you know, in etymology, that's when I begin to find sense in everything and nothing gets confused. When I begin to read about something, I know what it says. Okay? And if we are talking about God and we are talking about the Word of God, it must be telling us the same thing. But when I read about God in Genesis, that one Adam and Eve, that they are going to die if they eat the fruit. And the serpent comes up and asks Eve, did God tell you that you're going to die if you eat this fruit? And Eve explained to the talking serpent what God said. And I read where the serpent respond to Eve and say, God knows in the day that you eat of this fruit, you will be wise of God. Now, a talking serpent telling Eve who God created and say that God is lying to you, Eve, because he know that if you eat it, so it turns out that God is in the Bible is a liar. Because why did he now agree when he came home later and begin to curse Eve and Adam? God admitted that these two people become wise as the gods. But he did say they would be dead if they eat it. Now they eat the thing and God changes tune. Because he admits that these two people become wise. So these folks that write the Bible cannot be people of God. You know what I mean? Now, God lie in other places, where in so many places, the Bible says God is perfect. God is, God can foresee things. He knows all things. So if God is that perfect, he and his son, well, why did they make two people and say they are perfect? And it turns out these two people were the biggest among anybody that God created, because God made them, I think on the sixth day, and said they are good. It didn't take too long when you go down to chapter 3 in Genesis, where God lied. All right. Another place is about the perfection of God. God is perfect and all-knowing. So why God make Adam and Eve and these two people turn out a whole bunch of bad, awful human beings? And God did say Adam and Eve were good people that he created.
No, God is saying in Genesis 6:15, God is saying that it repented him that he make man. That is not perfect God talking. He and his son are perfect, and they decide to make these two people even before they make heaven and earth. Then you want to tell me now, we believe this whole bunch of sorts nonsense and can't find out? You see, so everybody who believe in Jesus is doomed. And when you pray to God of the Bible, you doom, because it is a God that the Bible admits is lying to you that he is perfect. Lying that he make Adam and Eve good when they were not good, because God cursed them because they eat of the fruit. At the same time, God admits that they wouldn't die. So God was tricking them, didn't want them to eat the fruit. And it all turned out that God did not want Adam and Eve to eat good fruit. That's what it turned out to be. So when we are Christians and believe Christianity is a good thing, no. Christianity cannot be a good thing. No wonder in the early time of Christianity, they were killing the Jewish people. Because white people are the Gentile, right? Back in those times in the Bible. But now, even that, these white people who write the Bible are living a lie, because the African people that were Jews, they say it in the Bible that they were Jews and Jesus was Jews, right? So Jesus belonged to the African set of people who are Jews and other names that the white people gave to them and called their white European self. They are called Gentiles. Now, all of these lies add up together don't make Christianity anything that is good. Just like the God who make Adam and Eve no good. Now, I cannot be saying that there is no creator. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about what I write in the Bible. And if the Bible, that is just like, say, about 2,000 years ago, of a Constantine product, there was the world of thousands and thousands of years before that. Civilized people, 1,000 years ago. I mean, these whole bunch of nonsense that the church is all about, I didn't. When I begin to see these kind of lies, I could never believe in the Christianity anymore, right? So I talk to people, and I talk to people not to get them to believe in what I am saying. I don't want anybody to start believing what I say and you still don't understand what I say. So I am careful when I talk to people, and I am talking in a context that I am saying makes sense to you. Go and plant yourself into the spiritual ground where you can find out if these things are true. If you can't find them out for yourself, well, it doesn't make any sense to even bother, entertain what I say, unless you have some other reason why I would, they would talk to me. So it's a personal thing. We are on this planet, and we have a head on our body. We are not to mix up with other people's thinking. when you will see it differently. If you can't see it well, and you need to follow somebody, well, follow them if you want. But that's not the way it's supposed to go. Each of us supposed to have a coherent mind. And don't follow Bible when it says your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things in the Bible. They say that is to catch people into the cobweb where you really get lost. Because we cannot have a mind that is unnatural and understand anything. Your mind is never to be unnatural. But that's what is in 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter. 1 Corinthians 2nd and 13 and 14 verses. He tells you that your mind must be unnatural because and that if your mind is natural, you won't understand the things in the Bible. Now, everybody born with a natural sound body, your heart is pumping and your glands and everything are working naturally, right? So how is it the Bible is going to tell us that a place like our mind must be unnatural? No. No. Then you read and they tell you about Jesus Christ and they keep on telling you about Jesus Christ. Because why they call Jesus' name so often? Like within like four verses, they're telling you about Jesus, 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 Jesus. And it's not true when you check it out. Now, you're not going to find that out unless you have a sound mind in your head. Understand words that you're reading. It must not be the thinking of somebody else because we are using the same words to get the same meaning of things. And when we are reading what is called the Almighty God that begot a son, now you think about something like this. Throughout the Bible, these things are finding lies in the principal subjects of the Bible. God and Jesus and St. Paul. St. Paul never really exists at all. And Jesus never exists. Neither the God that they write in the Bible never exists. You have to read the record of history to know what exists. And so once we are grown up and find ourselves in the believe syndrome, we're going to perish. Whatever, we don't value anything like that. So it is for an individual to discover what words mean and how when you read anything, you understand exactly what it means. Because we are not to be divided. We must be sober in our mind. And like this philosopher, what his name is? I forget what his name is now, but he says that you must first be sober. Because if you are not sober, you cannot get knowledge. You see, that makes sense. If you're drunk, how do you expect to learn something? All right, so we want everybody to be sober in their own mind. Read as we go to school and, you know, you're going to read. And we're going to read the same thing. We're going to understand the same thing. But that's not what the church is all about. The church is for you to be unnatural in your mind. That is a defect that you cannot get over. You see? And here we are today, lost and cannot be found, when we shouldn't be going in different directions. We should go in the same direction. So I have found out to stick to the things that I find out make sense, not anybody else. And if we are going to talk, we're going to talk about the same thing using the same words. We must come up with the same result. If we want to work out a problem, we have to work it out according to the words that we that's involved in what we are saying on the situation that we face. Use words to work it out. And that's not what is going on today. So we will never know what existence, civilized existence is, because we don't know the time frame when these things happen. We don't know the time frame when the molecules and all those things existed. There was no primates, right? For millions of years before the primates came. All right, now the primates come. Yeah, and I can tell you something. These white people come from primates, right? And I just Google the sequence in which they, and I asked, at what time did the primates came about? The primates, yes, the monkeys. At what time did they come? Because they are the hominids species. So it's two species we have. It's the hominids and the white sapien. And today, even the white people, they agree that there is only one species alive today, and it's the African people species. And that is the sapien species, right? Now, are we going to do when we cannot distinguish the two species and when they actually came on Earth? When did they develop on Earth? All right, so we have the those things that, you know, like worms are things that are not species. They were first. And then we have the hominid second. And I am asking Google to tell me, when did the hominid came on Earth? And they're telling me about the what came first. And I'm saying, wait. I'm asking, when did the hominid came on Earth? Because you have the microbes and all them kind of thing that came first millions of years ago. So we are like, yeah, millions of years apart. Okay. And now I want to find out when the hominid primates came on Earth. And they keep on telling me what came first, because guess what? The white people don't want the civilized world to know about their origin. And over I am Googling, and these white people that are running the Google entity, they are not, if you're asking something that is going to incriminate them, because they say they take over the world. They take over the world, and the African people are no longer in their right frame of mind, because they put all of the disease to kill us out and to destroy our mind and stuff like that. So it's the reason why the African people don't even know that they come from Africa. That they might, some of us know a little something about that, but we don't know that we have a government, and it's in the world literature textbook I tell you the kind of government that come from antiquity. nothing about white people and having any government. Nothing record about the European hominids. Nothing tell you that they are civilized. Nothing at all. And yet still we going on like, oh, they are the civilized people. So nobody don't bother talk to me. Nobody don't bother talk to me because there is the voice in all of us heads that talk to us. But I am sure now that we will not get to that spiritual dimension until we begin to respect words and know what the words say. And it depends on what you're going to read and want to get good knowledge from. That's the only way we're going to be benefited, when we read and read with sense and don't let any wind blow us the wrong direction. If we want to hold on to civilization, we have got to respect words and not people in this context. Respect people as a whole, right? This is my thing. But when you are reading and dealing with information, it must be what is there you're dealing with and not something else. A lot of people don't have it that way. Ask some people certain question, and because they don't have that cognitive force to know that they are subject to this power of words, whatever it says, whatever it concludes, that's what you got to go by. They don't know that. So a lot of things not going right on the planet, and you know, like I have this caller here, and different times there are people who come along and digest a few things, and then they'll go their way, and that's okay, that's nice, because I'm not trying to have a group, I'm not trying to build a group of people to be sitting and listen to me, because I'm not looking for money. You know, I pay for my program, even though Black Talk coming in and cutting my mic a lot of times because they don't like what I'm saying. But I'm doing it for a purpose. And I'm paying for it out of the little, pennies that I have. I don't beg nobody any money. I'm paying for this program almost 40 bucks a month, right? And they're getting that money. And it's about 50 of my shows. They cut out, nobody hear my voice. And the last was about the 30th of June that was the last time they do it. But I'm doing it for a reason. I am talking from a historic, civilized point of view. And I open up to everybody. Say, call me and talk to me about what you are thinking, about what I'm saying or whatever, you know. I'm ready to talk. And I do that because I think a person should be person you're supposed to be. I'm not going to like make anybody be anything. We must be who we are if we follow that truth. That's how I see it.
And I am not going to bend anybody, you know, to what I'm saying. So I talk with respect. I talk objectively. And I want somebody to hit me with whatever they have. And let me think about it. And, you know, I like to argue, good argument about stuff. Because we are to, like, you know, contrast and try to get at the bottom of what we're talking about. And that's basically, you know, it takes a good fortitude, good conscience inside of a person to know that if somebody is telling you something that is a fact, and they are going the right way to prove that it's a fact, you don't try to stop that because you should want the truth. If it is truth at all. And if it is not truth, it is my responsibility to say, all right, I hear what you say. But for you to be right in what you have just said, show me then what makes it right. In the context of what you are saying, right? Because this, I don't see to be matching up with this. So when, you know, I like the liberty talk with a person where both of us are going to use language to get at the fact that is there. I can't manipulate you. No. If at all, we are to get to the right thing from the word science process. For us to get it, it is that we respect the process that bring the thing and not something else. So it's about what I am seeing today, and I see the reason why the white people will have to get out of the territories, the African people. Because the African people, like I said, do you understand the meaning of the word indigenous? Indigenous, I think, the proper spelling, pronunciation. Indigenous, and they talk it and call the word over and over that the African people are the indigenous people. And I say, wait a minute. So all you invade and come and do all of this to them. And they are the people first. Thousands of years first. And you come and kicking them out of it. Yeah, because they know that our brain is affected by their disease. That's why. So now, with somebody like me, come up and begin to use the word as a grinder, as a sword, as a, you know, bringing up the logic and the fact of something. I am not trying to get somewhere and trying to, like, walk on somebody to get there. I want to get at the right place where on this planet we know of civilization. We know of the calendar, the solar calendar, not the moon calendar, what this church sodomite white people. No, I want to show you something. I saw this article quite a while back now. I don't even know where I get the article from, but it is an article by the title of it is Pope Will Apologize for Sins of Catholics by Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Now, This subject matter, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics? I've never heard anybody talk about this cycle. never heard anybody talk about it. And for as long as I have it and reading it on the program, nobody has ever called me one time to say something about it. It shows the blindness that the African people are in. Because they go into church, they go to Sabbath, they don't know what Sabbath is about, but they having a Sabbath. It is because of what the Bible people them teach us. So we don't go by word process. So all of these things of Christmas and things like that, because I grew up with Christmas and Easter stuff. And it's until I am reading, I'm finding out that it's a whole bunch of nonsense. You know, like Halloween and all them kind of things. So the Pope has apologized for doing things like the document list false. The Pope will address, including wars, religion. And pointing to religion, they call church religion, but church, Christianity, church is not religion. It is the Elohim way of life, okay? Kingship, government. That is the way of religion. But now, the Pope is now saying here, the document list false, the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures. Disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization of affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, 2,000 years, the white people have been invading and killing in Holocaust the African indigenous people, the hybrid people. And the Pope is now saying that Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evil. 2,000 years ago, they have been killing these people simply because of the disease that they caused to be dumbing down the African people. So they know assuredly that they can do anything they want, and this is what happened now with all the foolishness they write in the Bible. And see, they have been killing us. They have a law, 1220 AD is a law that they use to strip away everything from the African people and drive you out of where you live and seize everything you have, all the property you have, and there is no government anywhere shall prosecution that can prosecute the white people with their AD and a domini. Simply because we have lost our brain and we are not able to stand up for our own. So they do all these things. Now, I am like somebody, you know, that where he come from, you know, like where this guy come from talking these kind of stuff. And they, you know, there's
or now and then someone comes along and want to listen. And I think after they listen for a while, they go about their business. No, that's okay with me because, you know, I am not looking to anybody to follow me. I want people to come and talk and, you know, we have a good time and stuff like that. Oh, my God. Anyway, this will be a wonderful thing, or it is a wonderful thing in my life that I stopped listening to people's church arguments because I don't know what the Bible is saying. Because I am reading at a level now where I can handle the Bible well. So nobody is able to, like, lead me for prayer and all that kind of stuff. I know the prehistory very well. Kingship, rule. Okay? All right. And so, I thank you very much for listening to the shows out there, my friend. And I think that at the end of the day, there are those of us who will make it into the accepted presence of our gods. And we will see a lot of signs and wonders on the planet because there are a lot of evil people on the planet. And there are evil consumption that is going to consume them. But we will be safe. And I know for myself that I am genuine and I am after receiving the knowledge to guide me. Everybody needs to be guided by the inner force. And when we give ourselves to know the truth that is given to us, and don't let nobody fool you, that's when we are accepted. And that's when we can glorify the Almighty within ourselves, not anybody else, right? So we can have unity together when we are serious about the way we are living. Nothing less. It's just that. So I want to, like, tell you a little of what it means for the people who are civilized. And this goes to some evil things that these white people have done to the African people. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. That's what they have done. That's why we are in the problem that we are in right now. The 10 deliberate destructions of flora and fauna that American Indians used for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo, widespread starvation and malnutrition, the deleterious effect of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization and despair, declining faculty, no, declining fertility and other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. That is one of the evil things that they do. And clearly here, they behave like we don't have a government, and we do have a government. And that is something that crucial for people to find out. When I find out, I begin to adore it. I don't bother with foolishness no more. I know what the truth is. All right. So let me go back now over to the main feature. And it's going to be a little different from what I was saying. It's about the reality of the civilization of the African people. There is an individual that is called Ninarsag Enlil Anu and Enki of Nibiru. Christianity wants you to doubt. Now, we don't belong to Christianity at all, right? So this is our reality. Ninarsag, Enki, Anu, and Enki. These are some of the characters that came from Nibiru to Earth, and are the scientists that build up the pyramids and everything that is civilized on Earth before they go back to their planet. The Anunnaki extract large quantities of gold from Earth. That was the reason why they came to Earth. It wasn't to make human beings at all. At first, only the Anunnaki work in the gold mining for a long time. They suffer a lot because their working conditions are very harsh and tiresome. In the end, they rebel against this heavy working condition and even take their leaders, yes, and even take their leaders, Enlil, hostage. Enki saves his brother, promising to find workers to work for them. That's talking about us that they would later create. At that time, there was no such thing as human in the world yet. We were not about. There are only hominid ape type primates. So they were around, like I said. They spent a few million years before they go up into Europe and Asia. So they were around, and while they left Africa and go up into Europe, a while by, and the Elohim came to Earth. The Elohim brought civilization. All that happened before is that the hominids, they have nothing to do but to make stone tools. They couldn't talk. They're nothing like that. They are apes. All right. So it goes on that that time there was no such thing as human in the world yet. There are only hominids, ape type, ape type primates, Homo erectus. That's the same species then. The Anunnaki cannot use them for mining. You see, so if these white people, hominids, were good enough for the Anunnakis, the gods, the Elohims, to use them to work, or to use their blood and make them people to work, they would have done it. They didn't do that. The Nibiru supervisors and the ANU have gathered and decide. This looks like it's got to be Anu. Okay. Anu, the Nibiru supervisors and Anu have gathered and decide to create a group of workers to replace the Anunnaki and the Anunnaki in the hard work and be called Adamu. They take the blood primates. Not at all. They take the blood and mix the blood of the wise sapien and mix this blood first with clay and then with the Anunnaki sperm to create a new life form. The aim of this is to create a race that is more developed than the Homo erectus. More than the erectus, Homo erectus species by using the DNA wise sapien on its DNA and to use them as slave workers. And my friends, it's about all I have to say today, and I hope that all be well. And my friend who's sitting with me today, I really thank you for sitting in. And I am going to close at this now. And if you want to come in and say anything or anything you want to send me a note here or anything like that, I thank you for tuning in. Really, really appreciate that. Okay. So you take good care, and I'm going to play a few little number here and before I go, I want to do a little thing before I actually leave here. Let's see. Okay, this is what I'm going to try. Um.
Mm-hmm.